This is episode 31. What is the true value of time? In this episode, we're going to discuss the true value of time and proven time management strategies that you can implement today to get the most from your time.
Welcome to Z-Rated Success. Z-Rated Success. The podcast to help educators and those who work with youth to help them succeed by standing out instead of fitting in. This is Z-Rated Success. And this is Nick Zizi.
Hey, Zebra. I have a question for you. What is your time worth? How much is your time worth? Is it worth $14.04 per hour? Is it worth $17.35 per hour? Or is it $25 per hour? Or whatever amount. How much is your time worth? I've often have heard people say this. They've said, I don't like wasting time because time is money. Well, the truth is, time isn't money. And I think we need to change our philosophy, our mindset, our understanding of time management, that time isn't money. Time is not equated to money. So we have to figure out, what is time really worth? It's worth everything. I'm going to say that again. Your time is worth everything. It is priceless. There's no price tag that you can put on your time. You can't say, well, all right, give me $100 or give me $2,000. Your time is priceless. In fact, at the moment or the time of this recording, I'm getting ready to go to the funeral of my grandmother. She was the matriarch of the family, a pillar in our family, and she just passed away. And it's hard, as you can imagine, whenever you lose a loved one, it's hard to go through the whole experience of death of a loved one. And one of the thoughts that come to my mind is, wow, I really wish I called more. I really wish I made more trips to go see her. I really wish I did this and I did that. And there's nothing whatsoever that I can do, like to say, well, if I had $1 million, I'll pay that to get that time back. I can't. There's nothing I can do to get that time back. She's gone now. So when you think about time, you've got to think about it more than just money. It's more than that. It's worth more than that. So managing your time is managing your life. Time management is life management. And when we are able to manage our life, we're able to manage our time, we'll do better. We'll do better. Now, the question is, we're going to get to this in just a moment, but it's about what's important for you. What is really important for you? Is it working two jobs? Is it working your main job and you have two side hustles? Is it you spending hours and perhaps even countless hours and days away from your family where you don't have that quality time with your children, with your spouse? Is that what it is? Or is there more to it? There's more to life than that, right? There's more to life than that. But again, I understand the fact that we all, at times, we have to go longer. We have to work harder. We have to work more hours to maintain what we have, to pay off bills that we may have. But if we spend our entire lives doing that, we'll never have time to spend or to invest in the lives of the people we love. So I want us to refocus, to shift our paradigm, to shift our mindset on time management. And again, just keep this in mind, that time management is life management. So I'm going to give you a couple of strategies here in which you can implement today to help you to manage your life better, to manage your time better. The first strategy is to plan your day. Plan your day. It's been said that if you fail to plan, you're planning to fail. Well, if you fail to plan your day, you're planning to have an unproductive day. If you're failing to plan your life, your time, you're planning, in fact, to have an unproductive life, an unfulfilled life. So plan your day. It starts with that. It starts with today. It starts with today. So start with the end in mind. Start with the end in mind and plan the night before. So what I like to do is I like to plan on Sunday evenings, and I'll plan my Monday and plan my Tuesdays and so on throughout the week. You can spend about 15 minutes, 30 minutes or so just planning and thinking about what it is that you want to achieve that week. But always, always, always plan. Don't start without planning, because I'm telling you, what's going to end up happening is if you don't have a plan, if you don't have a direction, something you're working on, something that you know at 10 o'clock today or at 5 o'clock today, here is what I have planned to do, then something's going to come up. Something's going to fill up that time. So it is important to have a plan. And if you don't have a plan, watch this. Other people will have plans for you. If you don't make a plan, if you don't plan right now, other people will plan something for you. So make sure you're planning your day before you start your day. And it's very simple, very simple. Just you can invest in a notebook or a notepad, or you can do this on your tablet or computer and just start writing down what you want to do that day. What are some of your biggest goals? What are the things that you feel like you want to get done that day that will make the most impact in that day as it relates to the results that you want to see in your life. So again, that's all you need to do. Just take 15 minutes, 15, 20 minutes, but do this every day. So if you do it on Sunday, you can plan your entire week. You can plan your Monday the night before. You can plan the next day the night before, whichever way you choose, but make sure you're planning your day to have a productive day. And when you plan, you don't waste your time. You really don't. When you have a plan, when you're working on that plan, you have a list of tasks, of to-dos. I like to call it my game plan. Instead of a to-do list, I call it my game plan list. And these are items, these are things that you want to get done that day, and you work on it. You want to make sure that you work from the top to the bottom. If it's not on the list, I'm not doing it. If it's not on my schedule, if it's not on the schedule, if it's not on the calendar, I'm not working on it. I'm going to add it to the calendar if it's important, and then I'll work on it. But make sure you're working on your plan at all times. Now, listen to this. Please catch this here. Time wasted is life wasted. I'll say that again. Time wasted is life wasted. If someone wants to waste their lives, the way you do it is by wasting your time. So if you're wasting your time, you're wasting your life. And life is made up of all of these, the seconds that we have from the date that we were born to the date that we expire. That's all we have. And it's limited. It is very limited. And we don't know when we're going to go. We don't know what's going to happen. But what we do know is we have this very moment right now. So I've got to make the most of this time. And I'm going to say this as a side note. Avoid time wasters. If you have people in your life who are time wasters, if you have people in your life who are time wasters, and that's what they do, that you know when they call you, it's going to take about 30 minutes, an hour or so, and it's, the conversation is really not going anywhere. It's of no substance. It's meaningless. It's just like, hey, I'm just calling. What's up? Hey, how you doing? In fact, I run two businesses. So one of my other business, we have an office where our customers will stop by and get service. And there's at times we've had customers who stop by there in the area. They stop by and say, hey, just stop by to say hi. And I say, thank you so much for stopping by. Thank you. And if they see that I'm sitting down and if I don't have any customers in the office, or if I don't have any files on my desk, they assume that I don't have anything that I'm doing. So, hey, let me just sit down. If you're not busy, Nick, let's talk. Let's catch up. I don't mind doing that. It's not a problem. But if it goes on and on and on, if that continues and continues, then I'm wasting a lot of time. So what I had to do was when they would come and stop by and say hi, I'll say, great, thank you so much for stopping by. And they'll ask, hey, Nick, do you have a couple of minutes? I'll say, yes, I have about like just 2 minutes right now because I have several customers to call and I have several things I've got to get done today. And by me saying that, that lets them know my time is valuable. I appreciate the fact that you stopped by. Thank you so much. But if you want to catch up, we can do that perhaps this weekend. I have some time. I have some free time where we can perhaps go somewhere and catch up. So that helps. That helps a lot. And there are other ways too. When I have customers stop by and they assume because no one's in the office at the time or the phone's not ringing at the time, they assume I'm free. So what I'll do is I'll stand up and I'll greet them. Hey, thank you for coming. Welcome. Good to see you. And I remain standing, letting them know that I'm at work and I've got a lot to do. So I appreciate you stopping by. We can catch up later, but we can't do this right now, right? So if you have those type of people, or perhaps you have that type of situation where people are time wasters, and perhaps they don't know this, and they're doing it out of a good heart, they want to reach out, that's great. And I thank them. I say, thank you so much for calling. I appreciate that. Unfortunately, I don't have much time right now because I'm at work, or I'm with a parent, or I'm with a student, but we can catch up later. Or I'll text back. I'll say I'm in a meeting, and I'll reach out to you later. But avoid time wasters at all times. And one other side note is this. Teach people how to treat you. If you have people in your life who are time wasters, they're calling you in all hours of the day. They're texting you all the time, or they're emailing you all the time. You've got to let them know, please send me, if there's something that's important, please reach out to me. Or if it can't wait, give me a call or text me instead of calling me. So teach people how to treat you so that your relationship with that individual can flourish instead of it being one where it's a
strenuous
relationship where there's friction there because you don't like the fact that the person's wasting your time and perhaps they're unaware of it. So let them know that you have a lot going on and you appreciate the fact that they've reached out and that you'll give them a call back. So I hope that helps. That I had to learn this. I had to learn it the hard way because it just kept happening over and over. And I realized that I was not as productive as I could have been had I told the person, look, I'm at work and I'm unable to speak with you at this time, but I thank you and I'll reach out to you when I'm done. So the first strategy again is to plan your day. Now, the second strategy is to prioritize. Use the 80-20 principle, the 80-20 principle. I like what Peter Drucker said. Peter Drucker said that there is nothing quite so useless as doing with great efficiency something that should not be done at all. There is nothing quite so useless as doing with great efficiency something that should not be done at all. It's important to focus on what's important, right? If we have a lot of tasks, a lot of things to do during a day, and many of the things are not important, then we're becoming efficient in the meaningless things, the useless things. But I want to be efficient in what's important. So think about what is important for you. The 80-20 principle is a popularized term for a discovery by an Italian economist named Vilfredo Pareto. Pareto noticed that 80% of the wealth and income was produced and possessed by 20% of the population. But he also noticed the rule in many other places, like 80% of his garden peas were produced by 20% of the plants. So what does this mean? What does this mean when it comes to your life, your time? Well, focus on the important. What is important? Think about the 20%. The 20% of the tasks that you do or the things that you do the 20% that account for the 80% of the results that you have in your life or the results that you want to see in your life, what are those? What's in that 20%? What are those tasks? What are those things that you do that will account for the 80% of the results that you want to see? And what you do is you focus on those. You prioritize your list on that. So you do this. You say, what's the most important? All right, that's the most important. So what's the second most important? What's the third most important? What's the fourth? And so on and so forth. So you go down that list and you focus on the most important. And then you go down to the second, then the third. But again, focus on the 20% that accounts for the 80%. This will change the game for you as it relates to your time management. So focus on the important. And the next strategy is focus deeply on one thing. Focus deeply on one thing. We have a lot going on. And perhaps you are not just working where you are right now in your profession. You may have side hustles. You may have other things. Like, of course, you may have children. You have family. You have all these other things going on. School and so on that you have to manage. So how do you do it when you have all of these things to do? Well, the way you do it is focus deeply on one thing. Deeply on one thing. Now, it's hard to do because we live in a noisy world. Social media, you have all these other things, television, everything else around us, people and so on and so forth, clamoring for our attention, and it's noisy. It's important to focus on one thing. In fact, your brain can only focus on one thing at a time, on one thing at a time. So how you do it? Use the Pomodoro technique. The Pomodoro technique is this. You set your timer for a set number of minutes. Let's start with 25 minutes. So you set it for 25 minutes. You sit down. You say, I'm only focusing just on this one task. I'm only focusing just on this one task for 25 minutes, uninterrupted, no phone calls, nothing, no emails whatsoever. I'm focusing just on this one task. And by doing that, you will get a lot more done and you will manage your time so much better. It's powerful. In fact, I use this technique to write my book. I use this technique to study. I use that same technique to read. And I get a lot more from my time when I focus that time, when I focus deeply on one thing at a time. So you can go from 25 minutes to 35 minutes. You can go from 35 minutes to an hour. And you can make that 2 hours if you want, or 3 hours. But it's always best to have breaks in between. So you can go from 45 minutes to an hour. Then you take a break for about 5 or 10 minutes. And then you do another hour, and then so on and so forth. So that's how you do it. Focus deeply on one thing. Now, I stated that you set your timer. So you can use your phone, you can use your watch, or you can use an app. There are several apps out that you can use. My favorite is Tide, T-I-D-E. Tide is a focusing app, and it uses that. It's actually a timer that uses this Pomodoro technique. Where you set your timer for however long you want it to be. It could be 25 minutes, 30 minutes, or whatever. And you focus on one thing deeply during that time. And the next strategy, and I'll close with this here. The next strategy is say no. Say no. You don't have to say yes to every request. You don't have to say yes to every request. And the reason why I have this here as a strategy, because it's something that most of us are not willing to do, or we feel like, well, I just don't want to say no. It's just, I don't want to come across as a mean person or as an unsupportive person, as a person who's not supporting my friends. So learn to say no. Learn to say no to the things that you can't do. I just can't. I want to do it. I want to help you. I want to be there at the event, but unfortunately, I just can't. So is there another way that I can support you? So that's another way to do it. If you're afraid to say no to some. If you're afraid of saying no, you're worried about saying no, and people taking it the wrong way, you can say it that way. You can say, well, unfortunately, I cannot make it to the baby shower, or I can't go to the party because I have a paper that I'm working on that's due this week. But please let me know what other ways I can show my support. So learn to say no. Say no to the things that are not important. Say no to the things that don't matter, that won't help bring you closer to your ultimate goal. Now, as a side note, I want to say this too, that you do want to make time for social events. You do want to make time to spend with your friends if they're inviting you to certain activities, whether it's a party, a birthday party, or a baby shower, or so forth. But what I'm saying is, if you get a lot of those, it's just nearly impossible for you to go to all of the events and be productive and manage your time well. So learn to say no. Say no to requests. Say no to opportunities too. There are opportunities that people present. They'll say, look, here's a great business opportunity. You'll make a lot of money with this. You have the skill set and you can do it. Well, that's great. Thank you so much for the business opportunity, but I can't do all of these side hustles. I can't work on all these projects at the same time. I won't have any time to do anything else that's important for me, that's important to me. So it's important to say no. And I like, I think it was Richard Branson who said this. He said that business opportunities are like buses. When one goes, another will come. So don't worry about you missing an opportunity. There's another one that's coming, but you don't have to take every opportunity. You don't have to say yes to every opportunity or every promotion or whatever. Just focus on what you want, what you think is important, and great things will happen. You'll be able to manage your time so much better. And as I come to a close here, I just want to just repeat this one more time, and that is going back to the very beginning of all of this, and it's the mindset. It's how we perceive time, your perception of time. How much is your time worth? I believe time is priceless. It truly is. There's no price. There's nothing, no amount of money you can say, well, here's how much my time is worth. There are people who would pay billions and billions of dollars for one more day to live. They're on their deathbed right now, and there's all the money in the world cannot do anything for them. So what I'm saying is time is priceless. So let's manage our time by using some of these strategies. I believe all of them will work because I've used them and am using them, and they're helping me tremendously. But let's focus on the things that matter to us. So you don't have to work overtime all the time. You don't have to work on a side hustle all the time. Make time for your family and make sure you keep the people, the relationships that are important to you. Make sure they're on top. Make sure you're working on those relationships all of the time, because that's priceless. You can't put a price tag on your relationship with your spouse, with your children, and in my case, with my grandmother. I can't do that. I have to make sure that I'm managing my time and managing it in a way where I'm managing my life, where I'm keeping all of these things, my relationships, my tasks, and my business, and so on and so forth, all these things that I have to do, I've got to make sure I have a balance. And this leads to a bonus here, and that is this. It's hard to balance it all. I get it. One of my mentors says that balance, work-life balance in family is like walking a tight rope, and you're constantly balancing it, right? You're constantly balancing so that you don't fall. So it's something that happens on a regular basis, where it's ongoing, where we are balancing and we have to strive to make sure we balance it all. I want to make sure I'm spending time with my family. I want to make sure that I'm working on my business to be able to support my family, to support the type of lifestyle, to maintain the lifestyle that we have, and eventually also improve the lifestyle that we have, the quality of life that we live. So again, these are some strategies that you can implement today that I know for a fact will help you to manage your time. Remember, time wasted is life wasted. Thank you for listening to Z-Rated Success. I hope you learned something about standing out. If you are an educator that wants to get a professional development, to get a presentation for your students to help build their self-esteem so that they are not following the crowd, but they are knowing who they are so they can stand out, please send an email to info@nickzizi.com so we can set up a time to talk. I would love to see about getting my speaking program or my book or my professional development in your school. Thank you so much for listening. And that's a wrap. I'm your host, Nick Zizi, reminding you today, imitation is limitation. Unleash your zebra.
If you've received value from today's podcast, make sure to subscribe and visit ZRatedSuccess.com for more tips and strategies that will help you stand out instead of fit in. Reminding you today to unleash your zebra. Unleash your zebra.